Call the roll.
Allen, Archuleta, Atkins, Bates, Becker, Borges, Bradford, Caballero, Cortese, Daly, Dodd, Durazo, Eggman, Glazer, Gonzalez, Grove, Hertzberg, Hueso, Hurtado, Jones, Camlogger, Laird, Leyva, Limon, McGuire, Melendez, Min, Newman, Nielsen, Ochoa Bogue, Pan, Portantino, Roth, Rubio, Skinner, Stern, Umberg, Wieckowski, Wiener, Wilk.
Quorum is present. Members, can I get your attention? Members and our guests beyond the rail in the gallery, please rise. We'll be led in prayer this morning by Senator Caballero, and after that, led in the Pledge of Allegiance by Senator Roth.
As we prepare for Easter and Passover, let us pray the prayer of Howard Thurman and endeavor to bring peace to our hearts and our world. Lord my God, open unto me, light for my blindness, courage for my fear, hope for my despair, and peace for my turmoil. Open unto me joy for my sorrow, strength for my weakness, wisdom for my confusion, and forgiveness for my sin. Lord, open unto me tenderness for the toughness, love for my hates, thyself for myself. Lord, Lord, open unto me. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Messages from the governor will be deemed read. Messages from the assembly will be deemed read. Reports of committee will be deemed read, and amendments adopted. Members, this is time for motions, resolutions, and notices. Seeing none, move to the considerations of the daily file, the second reading file. Madam Secretary, please read.
Senate Bill 1345 with amendments, 1202 with amendments, 1348 with amendments, 1324 with amendments, Senate Bill 1099 with amendments, Senate Joint Resolution 14, Senate Bill 1184, 1170.
Thank you. Second reading will be deemed read. Moving on to governor's appointments, Senator Bates, file item 19.
Thank you, Mr. President. File item number 19 is the confirmation of Susan DeMoras as Director of the Department of Aging. Prior to this role, she was Director of Public Policy and Advocacy for the Alzheimer's Association. She was approved in the Rules Committee on March 30th on a unanimous vote. I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Thank you. Any discussion or debate? Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen. Archuleta. Aye. Atkins. Aye. Bates. Aye. Becker.
Aye.
Aye. Borges. Bradford. Aye. Caballero. Aye. Cortese. Aye. Daly. Aye. Dodd.
Aye.
Durazo. Aye. Eggman. Aye. Glazer. Aye. Gonzalez. Grove. Aye. Hertzberg. Aye. Hueso. Aye. Hurtado. Aye. Jones. Aye. Camlogger. Aye. Laird. Aye. Leyva. Aye. Limon. Aye. McGuire. Aye. Melendez. Min. Aye. Newman. Aye. Nielsen. Aye. Ochoa Bogue. Aye. Pan. Aye. Portantino. Aye. Roth. Aye. Rubio. Aye. Skinner. Aye. Stern. Aye. Umberg. Aye. Wieckowski. Aye. Wiener. Aye. Wilk.
Please call the absent members.
Allen. Borges. Gonzalez. Melendez. Aye. Wilk.
Ayes are 36, the noes are zero. The appointment is confirmed. File item 20, Senator Bates.
Thank you, Mr. President. File item number 20 is the confirmation of Nicole Elliott as Director of the Department of Cannabis Control. Prior to this role, she was serving as the Governor's Senior Advisor on Cannabis at the Governor's Office of Business and Economic Development. She was approved by the Rules Committee on March 30th on a 5-0 vote. I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Any discussion or debate? Senator Wiener.
Thank you, Mr. President. I rise in strong support of Nicole Elliott. I've known and worked with Ms. Elliott for about a decade now. She was working in San Francisco City Hall in the mayor's office when I was on the Board of Supervisors. And so I've worked with her and collaborated with her at the local level, at the state level. She's one of the most thoughtful, professional and pleasant public servants I've ever worked with. This is a very strong choice by the governor. I urge an aye vote.
Senator Bradford.
Thank you, Mr. President. I too rise in support of Ms. Elliott in this critical position. As we've seen in the last 5 years since we have legalized cannabis, the many challenges that this state as well as this nation had. And I've had opportunity to work with Ms. Elliott over the last 4.5 years, and she's clearly knowledgeable, but more importantly, she's open to learning what she doesn't know and helping to grow this industry. So I'm excited about this appointment and look forward to working with her.
Seeing no other microphones up, Senator Bates, would you like to close?
Yes. Ask for your aye vote.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen. Archuleta.
Aye.
Aye. Atkins. Aye. Bates. Aye. Becker.
Aye.
Aye. Borges. Bradford. Aye. Caballero. Aye. Cortese.
Aye.
Aye. Daly. Dodd.
Aye.
DeRosso. Aye. Eggman.
Aye.
Glazer. Aye. Gonzalez. Grove.
Aye.
Hertzberg.
Aye.
Wesso.
Aye.
Hurtado. Aye. Jones. Camlogger. Aye. Laird. Aye. Leyva.
Aye.
Limon.
Aye.
McGuire. Aye. Melendez. Min.
Aye.
Newman.
Aye.
Nielsen.
Aye.
Ochoa Bogue.
Aye.
Pam.
Aye.
Portantino.
Aye.
Roth.
Aye.
Rubio.
Aye.
Skinner.
Aye.
Stern. Stern. Aye. Umberg.
Aye.
Wachowski.
Aye.
Wiener.
Aye.
Wilk.
Please call the absent members.
Allen, Borges, Daly, Gonzalez, Grove, sorry, Jones,
aye,
Melendez, Wilk.
Ayes are 34, the noes are zero, the appointment is confirmed. Senator Bates, file item 21.
Thank you, Mr. President. File item number 21 is the confirmation of Dennis Alfieri to the Horse Racing Board. Mr. Alfieri has been managing member of the Mission Real Estate Group since 2005. He has served on the board since 2018. He was approved in the Rules Committee on March 30th on a unanimous vote. I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Any discussion or debate? Seeing none, Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen, Archuleta,
aye,
Atkins,
aye,
Bates,
aye,
Becker,
aye,
Borges, Bradford,
aye,
Caballero,
aye,
Cortese,
aye,
Daly,
aye,
Dodd,
aye,
DeRosso,
aye,
Eggman,
aye,
Glazer,
aye,
Gonzalez, Grove,
aye,
Hertzberg,
aye,
Wesso,
aye.
Hurtado.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Camlogger.
Aye.
Laird.
Aye.
Leyva.
Aye.
Limon.
Aye.
McGuire.
Aye.
Melendez.
Aye.
Min. Aye. Newman.
Aye.
Nielsen.
Aye.
Ochoa Bogue.
Aye.
Pan.
Aye.
Portantino.
Aye.
Roth.
Aye.
Rubio.
Aye.
Skinner.
Aye.
Stern.
Aye.
Umberg.
Aye.
Wieckowski.
Aye.
Wiener.
Aye.
Wilk. Borges.
Aye.
Thank you. Reminder, please take your conversations off the floor. Thank you. Please call the absent members.
Allen. Gonzalez. Wilk.
Ayes are 37. The noes are zero. The appointment is confirmed. Thank you, Senator Bates. Moving on to the third reading. Senator Skinner, are you prepared? She is. Madam Secretary, please read.
Senate Joint Resolution 11 by Senator Skinner relative to the Social Security 2100 Act, a sacred trust.
Thank you, Mr. President and members. I am presenting Resolution SJR 11, which asks Congress to make the appropriate adjustments to our Social Security system so that its funding is stabilized. Now, beyond retirees, and I think all of us appreciate that, you know, at a certain age, you are eligible for Social Security if you've been paying into it. Social Security is a key source of income for veterans, for people whose spouse may have deceased, children, and those living with disability. Crucially, Social Security survivor benefits provide income for many children whose parents died from COVID. Now, the current fiscal health of our Social Security system is not good. And that is because it has not been adjusted. What is provided if you are a beneficiary of Social Security or the source of funding that contributes to it. And it's projected that by 2034, the Social Security system will face a 20% shortfall. Now, many of us here on this floor, not having pensions, may, like many, 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 many Americans, rely on Social Security as our sole source of income when we retire. And many of us will be at that retiring age, around 2034. Do we want to have 20% of whatever is projected to be coming in our Social Security check to not be there? SJR 11 calls on Congress to pass House Resolution 5723, which would update and expand Social Security benefits and allow for those wage earners who get incomes of above $147,000, that's an individual wage earner, to contribute into Social Security, because right now it's capped at that amount. And if it were opened there, then we would deal with this shortfall. So it could stabilize its funding. And with that, I ask for your aye vote.
Thank you. Members, any discussion or debate? Senator Dolly?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Members, I just rise to comment about, you know, Social Security and those who are on fixed incomes and those wage earners that are hourly wage earners. The real burden on those folks today is the inflation, which is rising at, in some cases, 7% a month. If you really want to help those folks that are on those fixed incomes and hourly wages, we need to drive down the cost of living, housing, the cost of energy. In California, we spend almost 60% more on energy. We also have the highest tax rate on fuel and for transportation needs. Those will impact these people quicker in a faster manner than going through the process of getting the federal government to do anything on Social Security or the like. So I just want to rise and say, look, if we really as Californians want to help these folks in our state, we need to drive down the cost of living immediately.
Senator Leyva.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just want to stand in very strong support of SJR 11. It was a number of years ago when I found out that you didn't pay into Social Security on every dollar that you earned. And it's just outrageous. Imagine, there are a lot of people that make more than $147,000 a year. They pay into it every month. What happens is when they hit that cap, depending on how much you make, it could be June, July, it could be December, then they get more money in their paycheck because it's not being taken out. This is such an easy fix to make sure that Social Security is well funded. If we did this, I read an article a while back, if we did this, we would actually be able to increase what our seniors get. We could increase Social Security. There are a lot of things that are hard in the legislature, in Congress. This is easy, and it will help our people who are living in poverty the most, which is our seniors. So I strongly support SJR 11, and I hope that when they get it, Senator Skinner, they will take note and do the right thing. Thank you, members.
Senator Skinner, would you like to close?
Thank you, Mr. President. I think we've had it. Good discussion, and with that, I ask for your aye vote.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen. Archuleta.
Aye.
Aye. Atkins. Aye. Bates. Becker.
Aye.
Borges. Bradford.
Aye.
Caballero.
Aye.
Cortese.
Aye.
Daly. Dodd.
Aye.
Durazzo.
Aye.
Eggman.
Aye.
Glazer.
Aye.
Gonzalez. Grove. Hertzberg.
Aye.
Wesso.
Aye.
Hurtado.
Aye.
Jones. Camlogger.
Aye.
Laird.
Aye.
Leyva.
Aye.
Limon.
Aye.
McGuire.
Aye.
Melendez. Min.
Aye.
Newman.
Aye.
Nielsen. Ochoa Bogue. Pan.
Aye.
Portantino.
Aye.
Roth.
Aye.
Rubio.
Aye.
Skinner.
Aye.
Stern.
Aye.
Umberg.
Aye.
Wachowski.
Aye.
Wiener.
Aye.
Wilk.
Please call the absent members.
Allen. Bates. Borges. Daly. Gonzalez. Grove. Jones, Melendez, Nielsen, Ochoa Bogue, Wilk.
Ayes are 29, noes are 0. The measure passes. Moving on to file item 54, Senator Dodd. Be prepared. Madam Secretary, please read.
Senate Bill 898 by Senator Dodd, an act relating to tribal gaming and declaring the urgency thereof to take effect immediately.
Mr. President, members, SB 302 ratifies amendments to the tribal state compacts between the state of California and the Campo Band, the Middletown Rancheria, the Santa Rosa Indian Community, and Table Mountain Rancheria. The amendments simply extend their 1999 compacts, which are set to expire at the end of June, by one additional year. This will allow negotiations on the tribe's new compacts to continue. There is no opposition to this bill. Respectfully ask for your aye vote.
This item is eligible for unanimous roll call. Any objections? Duly noted. Then ayes are 37 to noes are 0 on the urgency. Ayes are 37, noes are 0 on the measure. The measure passes. Moving on to the consent calendar, would there be any members who want to remove something from the consent calendar? Seeing none, Madam Secretary, please read the both consent calendars.
Senate Bill 935, 956, 1005, 910, 1007, 1441, Assembly Concurrent Resolutions 119, 149, 155, 156, 150, and Assembly Concurrent Resolution 160.
Thank you. May you please call the roll on file item 63.
Allen. Archuleta.
Aye.
Atkins.
Aye.
Bates.
Aye.
Becker.
Aye.
Borges.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Caballero.
Aye.
Cortese.
Aye.
Daly. I, Dodd. I, DeRosso. I, Eggman. I, Glazer. I, Gonzalez. Grove. I, Hertzberg. I, Hueso. I, Hurtado. I, Jones. I, Camlogger. I, Laird. I, Leyva. I, Limon. I, McGuire. I, Melendez. I, Min. I, Newman. I, Nielsen. I, Ochoa Bogue. I, Pan. I, Portantino. I, Roth. I, Rubio. I, Skinner. I, Stern. I, Omberg. I, Wachowski. I, Wiener. I, Wilk.
Full House. Ayes are 37, noes are zero. The consent calendars are adopted. Moving on to committee announcements. Senator Caballero.
Mr. President, the Governance and Finance Committee will meet 20 minutes after our adjournment in the O Street Building, room 2200.
Thank you. Returning to motions and resolutions, now is the time for adjournment memories. Senator Dodd. For adjournment memory, do you have an adjournment memory today?
President, members, I rise today to adjourn in memory of Congressman Vic Fazio, who passed away on March 16th at the age of 79 years old. Congressman Fazio was a leader who left an indelible mark on Yolo County, California, and our country. He represented California's Capital Region from 1979 to 1999 and was a member of the House Appropriations and Armed Services Committee. He also served as chairman of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, and he previously served in the legislature as an assembly member. During his career, Fazio supported ethics reforms, environmental and water reclamation programs, and transportation improvements. Congressman Fazio secured funding for projects like the vast wetland and wildlife preserve between known rightly as the Vic Fazio Yolo Wildlife Area. It was dedicated by President Bill Clinton in 1997. Herbert Fazio Jr. was born in Winchester, Massachusetts on October 11, 1942. He came to California on a Caro Foundation Fellowship in Public Affairs and worked as a legislative consultant. He was also a co-founder in 1970 of the former California Journal magazine, which is a mainstay for decades in the Capital community. During his time in elected office, he mentored countless staff and elected officials, all while delivering results for his constituents and our entire state. After deciding not to seek re-election in 1998, he spent more than two decades as an advocate in DC and gave back as board chairman of the National Parks Conservation Association and a board member of the Prevent Cancer Foundation. He is survived by his wife, Kathy Sawyer, who he married in 2017, as well as daughter from his first marriage, Dana Fazio Laurie of Granite Bay, two stepchildren, Kevin and Christy Kern, and four granddaughters, Kendra, Carly, Kira, and Peyton. Please join me in adjourning in the memory of Vic Fazio. Thank you.
Senator Pan.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senators, I too want to join my good friend from Napa in adjourning in the memory of Congressman Vic Herbert Fazio, who passed away on March 16th at age 79 after a battle with melanoma. As mentioned, he served in the Assembly and in the U.S. House, and then the U.S. House of Representatives, but he also served locally here in Sacramento County as a member of the Sacramento County Planning Commission and the Sacramento County Charter Commission. Congressman Fazio is known for his ability to work across the aisle, and he's done tremendous work for not only our community, but also for our environment. And as mentioned, that he established the Vic Fazio Yellow Wildlife Area that actually borders between, my good friend's district, but borders my district as well. So with that, again, he's someone who has been revered in the community I represent, and I ask that we also adjourn in his memory. Thank you.
Senator Nielsen.
Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, I have had an interesting run with Congressman Fazio. I was the chairman of his opponent campaign in Yolo County when Vic first ran. We did not hold that against each other. I found him to be a thoroughly competent, amicable, dear friend. Most importantly, Vic tended to the home turf. Good citizens, constituents, congressmen, and before that, assembly. He rose in leadership in his own party in Congress. That's a tough thing to do. You have to be very credible and very hardworking and very dedicated. He did that while attending to the home front as well. In this case, I do not mean his constituents, I mean his immediate family. Vic Fazio, the thoroughly good man. We will miss him, and I will honor him in my prayers.
Senator Dodd, please bring his name up so he can be properly memorialized. If there's no other business, Senator Atkins, the desk is clear.
Mr. President, thanks so much. Colleagues, I wish you a safe travels home to your district for a week where you can focus on your constituents and spend quality time with your families. And with that, safe travels. Our next floor session is scheduled for Monday, April 18th, 2022 at 2 p.m. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. The Senate will be in recess till 3:30, at which time the adjournment motion will be made. We'll reconvene Monday, April 18th at 2 p.m. Enjoy your weeks. See you then.